Blog Talk Radio.
We the cause of all the commotion. Your mouth running, but where's you going? What is you smoking, man? That ain't potent. What is you talking, man? It ain't important. Illuminati, high society. We in this party and nobody invited me. We going crazy, I always use my best sense. But it don't matter cause I stay on my Fresh Prince. Maxin' relaxin', shooting some poolin', playing some b-ball outside of the schoolin'. Girls with they top off outside of the poolin'. Whips with the drop off outside of the Louvre. You just look stupid to be ignoring the DeLorean parked in front of Armani Emporium. Parties are...
Hello, 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 and again. Hi, guys. This is Sandra Descender with this Blog Radio Talk Show. So, how's everybody doing? Listen, I want to thank you all so very much for coming on my show. I really appreciate the support that you all gave me. Thank you so much. Now, listen, I have a guest. We're going to have a real quick show, guys. Hopefully, she'll come back, and we'll redo it again. But we're going to try to get in what we can get in. And this is in about 15 minutes, okay? All right. Hold on, guys. I think my guest is here. Let's see. If this is Miss Vanessa, hello.
Hi.
Is this Vanessa?
This is Vanessa.
Hey, sugar, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on my show, darling. I really appreciate this. I'm very honored to have someone like you on my show. You understand? Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome. It's an honor to be on your show, Miss Sandra.
Thank you. Look at you. Look at you. Thank you. So listen, we just got a little bit of time, so guys, we got to get some stuff in. First and foremost, Ms. Vanessa, tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from the beautiful Johns Island, South Carolina, by way of Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, that was well said, guys. She said, by the way, I like that. I love it. I love it. I love it. Listen, before we get into that, real quick, I want to say something. I have, you know, we got some 843 numbers on here. People I don't know. I don't know where everyone came from, but thank you for joining me. But, guys, I'm going to take just a few seconds to say something to this lady. I want to thank you so much with, you know, everything that I have in my heart for being, trusting me. I got so many words that I can say. Sometimes they just don't come out of your mouth, but I just want to thank you for taking the role, Ivory. Let me tell you something.
You're welcome.
Yes, that is a very hard story role, and I just want to thank you. Guys, when she came to her table reading, she came in there and literally killed it. Never met her, just knew about her, and heard about her from someone else, asked her to be, like, she didn't even have to audition. I'm serious, y'all. I was like, I want her. So she came in, and she just came to the table reading. You know, I heard about her, I seen her work, and I was like, I got to have her. So somebody was already in there, and she talked to her for me, and I talked with her, and she's with me now. But she got a lot of great things going on herself. But I just wanted to thank you for coming in and taking such a hard role. You know, that's a very, very hard role she got, guys. And when she tell you about what she did, you're going to understand why this role was just like a oof to her, you know, because she's done much harder things. Listen, tell everybody about, you know, we don't have too much time, but tell everybody about, you know, you, Vanessa, and what you do. Let's go down the line of things that you do. Let's take our time. Let's go down the lines of the thing that Miss Vanessa does outside of the Cougar Store. We'll talk about that at the end.
Outside of the Cougar Show, I'm a singer. I've done music, written some music for some people, and I also write plays, stage plays. So this is my second stage play that really got great reviews. It's called When My Life Changed, and I'm honored that people want to listen to my work. So, yes, ma'am, that's what I do outside of your show, your movie.
Yes. Yes. So let me ask you something about your play. When you did that play, because let me tell you something, a play is hard. it is really, really hard to meet because once they get out there, it's live, and, you know, you got to do it. When you're doing a movie, they can cut, and put that back in there. You know what I'm saying? They can edit that back in there. But with that, can you just tell us a little bit about, I know you don't have a lot of time, but tell us a little, because I'm really curious about this. What made you want to do live, you know, a live play? And just to add on to that, how did you get the people? How did all that work? Because that's very different.
Yeah, what made me want to do live plays is because I've always been a great writer. But, like, to put my story down, because this one is personal, it's about my life. So to put my story down on the paper, and the people that I casted, I actually had them to shadow the real people that they casted. I just felt like the video submissions and sitting down, actually building rapport with each person in my play, it played a part in how they were casted. Like, it just really played a part in how they were casted. And you're right, it is very hard, very, very hard, because you can't cut and paste anything in a live play. What you do, it sticks, and people will remember that.
So let me ask you something. Do live plays have table readings as well?
Yes, when I started it, I did 2 table reads, and then I'm one of those blunt people. I like to get into it. I'm more hands-on, so I want my cast to be more hands-on. Let's go ahead and act. Let's put the body movements and things into the play that's supposed to be there. So I literally gave them 2 table reads, and that was it.
2?
Yes, 2.
Wow. Dang. Listen, I got to tell you something. I don't know if that's girl, let me tell you, if I could just get do 2 of mine, that'd be great. But I got a whole lot more to go, because I'm learning. I'm just learning myself. You know what you must have did? You must have did some great underground work with them in order for them to do 2. You had to really, just like you said, you let them shadow the real people, and you must have did some great work with them. Yeah, you must have worked them like as if they were in a gym or something in order for them to
It's a job. It's a job.
Yeah. In order for you to do just 2, oh my goodness. How did you guys come up with the dressing, Miss Vanessa? Because I got to tell you something real quick. I want to get so much in with this lady, and I'm going to redo another interview with her. But those clothes, let me tell you something. They looked as fly. Let me tell you, oh my goodness. Everybody looked it amazing. Amazing. Okay, excuse me, guys. We got something that's going on our computer here, but we'll keep talking. Here's the thing. I was looking at the show when you had it on Facebook, and I got a chance to look through it, and I was looking at, you know, not only the great stuff that they were doing, but I was looking at their clothes. I love fashion. I mean, I'm a crazy for fashion, you know. I don't know if it's because I came from New York or what. I love to see women look pretty and, you know, all that stuff. That's the kind of, when I see you on Facebook and I always see you slayed, I'd be like, you go, girl, because I love to see it. Now, who dressed them? Well, how did that work?
Well, they were styled hair-wise by Richard Goodman. He's from Charleston. The makeup artists was Deetra Brown and Avis Douglas, but the stylist, believe it or not, it was me.
No, I do believe it. I definitely believe that. That's facts. I believe that. I'm sure you did do it. you did everybody.
Yes.
Oh, you cast me.
I did. From the guys to the females. Yes, I did.
That was.
It was my
vision.
God, so
nice.
I felt like it was my vision. They wouldn't know what I wanted unless I styled them. So that's why I prompted to do that. I was prompted to do that.
Right. Well, you know, one lady had on this white, and I love white. I said, you better go, girl. She looked amazing. And everybody just looked at her. This one of the other girls having a beautiful black dress. She looked it. She was slaying. Mm-hmm. You had them looking nice, girl. You did an amazing job. This is what I said about you. I said, we about to get us a female Tyler Perry down here in Charleston. Because you did such a great job with your movie. Guys, let me tell you. I was going to go see the movie, and something happened. I couldn't remember what happened. I think I was in Somerville at the time, and I had no car, and I couldn't get there. So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. But she's going to do an encore, and I'm going to see it. Yes.
Yes. June 29th.
And I'm definitely going to go see that. Yeah. So tell them about the encore and tell everybody, you know, about where they can find, because we're running out of time a little bit. Tell them about where they can, you know, tell them about your media and then tell them about your encore. Let's do that.
Yeah, the encore is on Eventbrite. Tickets are $45. It comes with a 3-course meal at Citadel Mall in Charleston. It's called When My Life Changed Stage Play. You can find it on Eventbrite. My social media for Facebook, if you want to hit me up, Queen Ness Vanessa S. Stanley. And my Instagram, my IG is I am Vanessa S. 843, and Vanessa is spelled V-A-N-E-S-S-A. So I'm easy to find now because I'm busy, but I'm not that busy. But I imagine sooner or later I'm going to be real busy, Sandra.
Wow.
Yes.
Quick question for you before you and the greatest thing about this right here is that, you know, everybody was asking for their interview. So I, you know, my daughter Renee Brown, that does all my work for me, she was sending it to everyone, and so they can always go back on the blog and listen to this, you know, so they won't miss out or anything. She's always putting it up on Facebook, you know. I try to promote as much as I can so I can get it out as well, because it was such, from what I've seen on Facebook, the play was dope. It was so crazy. I loved it. So
thank
I wanted
you.
To see the whole thing from the beginning to the end. She did an amazing job. You understand me, people? An amazing job. You know, so definitely I suggest you all go see it, because I'm going in June, okay? I'm going to be there.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm a hot man with this leg I got and all that stuff. I don't care. I'm going on this one. I'm back West Ashley
well,
now.
Thank you.
I can get there. I really am so proud of you, and I'm really, you know, ecstatic that women are doing their thing. Let me just ask you one last question, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up because you're 15 minutes to be up. Lady, she's so busy, we can't have it. We got to do another interview. But anyway, tell me about, how do you feel about having a starring role and getting a starring role and, you know, being Ivory? You know about her. We don't want to give her away, but how do you feel about having a starring role?
I feel honored that you even thought about, you know, letting me play her, because this is your vision. But Ivory, I see a little bit of Vanessa in Ivory. Like, I feel her. Like, her emotions, the way you written it down in the script and in the movie, I can just see me killing this role. Like, people are going to love Ivory after I'm done embodying her.
Exactly.
They're
going to love her. I'm going to tell you something real quick, guys. I got 1 minute and I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Let me tell you something. When she came to a reading, okay, first she came fly. I liked it that. She looked decent. She came professional. She looked good. Now, you know when you see people on Facebook and they don't look like that when you see them in person? She looked exactly like that. Exactly. I'm telling you, because I'm the type of person, like, you see people on Facebook and you be like, ah. And then when you see them, you be like, ah. I'm serious. It's true. But with you, I was like, you, the other cast, I was like, whoa, this is good. I was like so happy. She looked at exactly the way, you know, she looked better in person. And I was just really, really, really happy to see her. And she was dressed up. She looked really nice. You know, she didn't go overboard with the dressing or nothing like that. It was amazing. And the guy that's playing her boyfriend, he's so fine. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yes,
we're going to talk about the way you wrote the character of my boyfriend. We're going to have a little talk about that.
And listen, he's coming out tomorrow, guys. He's coming on tomorrow, so we're going to be talking about him. We're going to be talking about her with him tomorrow. Listen, there's only 1 minute left. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about you, Vanessa, a.k.a. Ivory. Oh, yes, we are. Listen, you are such a ball of fun, girl. I am so saddened that we have to end this interview. But, Ivory, we're going to have Ivory. I said Ivory. Vanessa, we're going to have you back, okay? Ladies, I know, right? Just call you Ivory. But listen, guys, please go check her out on Facebook. Please. I promise you won't be disappointed, okay? That play was sick. It was crazy. Okay.
Thank you. I'm loving
that she's she's gonna be the Tyler Perry in Charleston, South Carolina, because we ain't got one yet. So she, So she's gonna be the one. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Vanessa. She's a woman of many talents. You understand me? You guys follow
Thank
her, check
you.
Her out. You won't be sorry. Thank you for the interview. I really appreciate it. Okay. Listen,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go. But real quick, we got, let's see, hold on, 3,250 people on. So tell everybody hi, please. Thank you.
Hi, 3,250 listeners and followers of Sandra Wilson's show.
Thank you,
Vanessa
girl.
Here. Y'all check me out. Vanessa S. I am Vanessa S. 843 on IG. Y'all check me out.
Please do, guys. She's a lady of many talent, many talents. And I'm so happy to have her in my movie. I'm so proud. Listen, you take care of yourself. Thank you. I'll be seeing you soon.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Miss Vanessa. Good night, y'all. Yeah. Have a good time. This is Miss Rihanna, y'all.
We the cause of all the commotion. Your mouth running, but where's you going? What is you smoking, man? That ain't potent. What is you talking, man? It ain't important. Illuminati, high society,